This is Nicole Rose, one of the founders of the Fretz Sisters. I'd like to thank you for joining us for another episode of our Between Fretz podcast, a space where musicians meet and discuss all things music. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. And as always, thank you for listening.
Hey everybody, this is Jenny Jam from Fretz Sisters, reminding you to hit that follow button up on top and follow us on social media at Fretz Sisters on IG and at Fretz Sisters on Facebook. We got a lot of good interviews and topics coming up, so do that. Peace.
Y'all too cozy with the system. Oh God, you gon' get this glitch. Looking forward in the docks while you miss them. I'm the light, let me hit that switch. See the peace now, you can come and get some. Less you scared, man, that fear's a bitch. Your mind's locked and we free as shit. It's the covenant, I am that witch.
Okay, now we are back. My guest today is a talented rapper, singer, songwriter, yoga instructor, kind of like a life coach. She was residing in the DMV area, and now she resides around the West Coast. And here's my team member from Beat Sparks and Faith, my big sis that I truly love and adore, Grind. How are you?
Hey, Sean, I'm grateful. Thanks for having me on. I'm super excited. No, we're on a little time difference, but I'm an early bird anyway, so I'm super excited. You know, for y'all that don't know, we are label mates. Yeah. I'm pretty sure y'all do know, but just had to remind y'all, you know what I'm saying? So be on the lookout. But anyways.
So on behalf of myself, the rest of the founders, partners here, Fretz Sisters, we'd like to thank you for your time to come out here, even this early in the morning, even though we both early birds anyway, to come in and have us get to know you and the viewers get to know you. And so let's get started, shall we? So what got you inspired to like start doing music, or which one that got you started? Like, is it rapping? Is it singing?
Honestly, I literally have pictures from when I'm like 4 or 5, and I had the little play guitars, I had the mic stand, I had the little piano that you could actually wear like a little belt. You remember that piano back in the day that they used to like rock with?
Yeah.
The keyboard thing, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So my mother always bought me musical instruments at a very young age, but like music has always been my, I want to say savior, but like it's always been my thing since as long as I can remember. Like I won my first dance contest when I was like 4. You know, so music has always like been something that takes control over me. I'm sure you can understand as a musician yourself. So at a very young age, I felt like I've always known that I was going to be an entertainer. I literally have images like of me performing at a very young age with the whatever I have in my hand, you know what I'm saying? So it's in me this lifetime. But where I started rapping in the church. I did musical theater all my life, so I've had vocal lessons out throughout middle school, high school. I was always in choir. You know how they used to do like the tri-state, all-state choir stuff back in the day. Always was in choir because that was just love, you know. But I started rapping in the church, you know, back in the DMV. For those that don't know, we have a thing called go-go music, okay? And it's really popular. So I used to be like a youth minister. I used to run the dance ministry, the mime ministry, little Christmas plays, all that jazz. But I started rapping with a go-go band, and I was raised very religious. So we would flip like regular rap music. We would kind of twist it to make it about Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And that's literally how I started. But I started out singing with the band, and the founder of the band was like, "You got a cool voice. Like, have you ever tried rapping?" I was like, "I mean, I do poetry, you know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much the same thing. Except for over a hot beat, you know?" So I tried it. Do you want to know the first song that I flipped?
What is it?
girl. And this is how, like, listen, it's so hilarious when I talk about it now. The first song that I rapped and flipped from a secular rap song to a Christian rap song was Magic Stick by Lil' Kim and 50 Cent.
Get out of here.
Yikes. And I was like, I give the highest praise. I know if I get blessed once, I get blessed twice. I love to praise his name, girl.
Like, wow.
I wrote like a whole little bar. That was literally the first. And he was like, and that was it. Like, I started rapping there. But, you know, as I started evolving more and finding my own spirituality within, you know, I kind of left the church and kind of did my own finding myself thing, you know? Then I kind of went secular, you know what I'm saying? but I kind of did my own thing after that. But that's how I started. And that was in like, I graduated in 2002. That was in like the year 2000.
Wow. So when you like started like creating like music or anything, what is your like your whole creative process? What keeps your creative juices flowing as you started like creating and writing music?
Now I would say back then what kept my creative juices flowing was like the hunger of like, I want to make it in the industry and I want to prove that I can rip dudes' heads off verbally. You know, I don't just rap for a chick. I just rap because that's it. You know what I'm saying? I used to have a point to prove. So that's where a lot of my creativity and like I was so when I first came out, like if you listen to my first project, Lethal Injection, which is actually still out. Now my creativity is like nature. Like I like to be outside and get inspired, or I like if I'm in a high energy or even a sad energy, I'll randomly just go look in the mirror and be like, it's gonna be okay because I say so. Or some random ass, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. So that's pretty much my energy is really my creative process. When I'm in a funk, I can really create a song to bring me out of it, even if I never recorded or never, if I just voice memo it on the phone, you know, it'll be like a transfer of energy that I can get up off me. You know what I'm saying? Or even when I'm happy, but it's definitely nature that keeps me inspired in life. Cause I've learned so much in these 39 years. I've learned a lot. So I like to use those experiences and put them into my music to help others as I help myself.
Well, that is amazing. So what is like one of your memorable moments that kind of like took your career into the next level?
I would have to say I dropped an EP, but I've only really dropped one album. I will drop another album next year, but that will be my second album. I dropped mixtapes and all that, yada, yada. But my first project was Lethal Injection. I was signed with a group. Shout out to Brooklyn Beans and Books. They New York guys. They live in, one of them lives in Maryland. I was signed to his label, Get Money Boss, GMB Music. And he really made me take things seriously, you know, because when I started rapping again, I stopped rapping in 2006. All the way up until 2010. I stopped rapping for those 4 years. I was a mommy and I was just like, I was a mommy and a wife. I was like, I'm just gonna do this, you know? So, but when I got divorced and I literally transmuted all that divorce and I went straight to the studio, like straight to the studio. So getting with him in like 2013, I had been in the studio grinding for like a good 2 or 3 years. He was like, you're excellent, but you gotta do things a certain way. So he definitely taught me how to the business part of the game, because anybody can have a talent, you know what I'm saying? But if you don't understand your own worth in it, you're gonna get raped in the game, no pun intended, you know what I'm saying? So He really taught me that. So when I dropped the project that, you know, he helped me finance, because, you know, being an artist, an independent artist, ain't the most paying job. But we put out a lot more money, you know, in our project than we actually get back. But he was so invested, and I'm so grateful for that. That project, Lethal Injection, it has 15 tracks on it. I streamed 1,000 copies in India, 1,000 copies in Africa, 2,000 copies in Canada. I sold out of my car about 3,000 copies here in America and mailing them out.
Oh.
But I jacked up, because when I got a meeting with Roc Nation and Def Jam, my stats showed outside of the country, but I didn't have a paper trail in the country, because my ass was hustling out the backyard, you know, out the trunk, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
So they loved the vibe. They loved what I was given overseas, but they was like, they don't really know if my local community even supports me, because it doesn't show on, you know, that side. I just was like, nah, but I sold all these copies. Look at all these people holding my mixtapes. Look at all these people grabbing my, you know what I'm saying? But so that was a very pivotal point for me. And that was like in 2014. I dropped the project in 2013. And that was like in 2014. But it did so good. Like I had to do radio drops for India radio stations. Like it was super popping overseas. That meeting, I let it discourage me instead of motivating me. You know what I'm saying? And I really let it, like, because I already tried so hard to fit in. I've been talking about sucking and hooking and everything. I done tried to fit in, and I got up in the doors. Now I'm up in the doors, and y'all clearly see what the talent is. And they was like, do you really write your stuff? And I kept saying, yes, I really write my stuff. And then they would say, you know, well, we love how you write. We feel like your production quite doesn't match, and yada, yada. And I didn't understand all that. And I'm like, what? You know? Mm-hmm. So after that, I did music for a little bit more, but I slowly started like, because that shit hurt my feelings, you know, because all my life I waited to walk in that building, you know what I'm saying? A building of such, you know? And I really let it hurt my feelings when I probably should have just used it to ignite the fire, since I did have eyes on me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we don't be looking at stuff like that. You know, I was a stressed out single mother trying to figure it out. I had made it, you know. But life happens so it can happen. You know what I'm saying? But because after that, I literally started going into my awakening. Because it really made me think, like, if I didn't have music, I'm always have music. But if I didn't put it out, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not Grind, who am I? Because I know who Grind is, but I ain't know who Toya was. And that is why I took that personal. You feel me? So it really triggered an awakening within myself. And then I just started going down the rabbit hole of my own life, of my own self. Fast forward, joined yoga school in 2018. Healed myself. I was depressed a lot. I used to do things to my body in high school, you know, to harm myself. But I would cover it up. Nobody knew, because I was always smiling, you know, and I was always helping others, and I was always the strong friend. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, I dealt with depression and even postpartum depression after I had my daughter and the divorce. That was a depression. And I dealt with so much. I saved my virginity until marriage. So I really thought that, you know, the Bible said, yeah, that is fun. Save my twatwa, it's gonna work out. You know, but it's like, yeah. Stop. You know what I'm saying? But so I really had to find myself even outside of the Bible, because I really believed it so much. I had read it like 6 times by the time I got married. I was 21 when I got married. You know what I'm saying? I had put so much faith in that book that I forgot to take a look in here. So, girl, fast forward, now we're here and I'm on an interview with you.
Yeah. Well, those that don't know, she was featured in Kay Quickie is one of the talented
rappers, singer, songwriter, producer, engineer, actor, based in the DMV in PG County, Maryland. And he had an album, Asylum. She was featured in the most top streaming song and video, Mosh Pit, which it was originally in from his mixtape, He's Still Here. But when we recreated it, added her flow in it, and it became one of the top streaming tracks off his album. Make sure you get a chance to take a listen to that song, even watch the video, because the video is really bananas. So everybody wants to know, like, how did you and K-Quit met, and how did you actually join in our team of Beats, Bars, and Fate?
This is a great question. I don't think nobody has ever asked me how I met K-Quit. Wow. Okay, this is gonna be good, K-Quit. So I moved to K-Quit's neighborhood in Owasco, Maryland in 1998. And I was very quiet. He was probably, I was a freshman, so K-Quit had to be like in fifth or sixth grade.
Wow.
Yes. And I met his brother first, his big brother Royal. That's my best friend. We've been locked in since 1998. Me and him became like instant best friends. We went to the same school, you know, of course we rode the bus together because we literally lived in the same block. In this neighborhood we lived in, there's only like eight houses. There's only like eight houses in the neighborhood. And we clearly, we was the three black ones and we had the guy next to us, you know? So we kind of all stuck together. We all hung out, but they grew up there. So I really clung to them. K-Quit was always like, the different child, you know what I'm saying? When I would come over Royal's house, K-Quit would be doing like random voiceovers in the room. You could hear him through the wall, you know? And I'm like, that's your brother? He'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, no, he's creative as a motherfucker. Like, I've never, how is he doing that with his voice in there? You know what I'm saying? And yeah, that was, he literally had to be like 10 or 11 years old. Like, so that's literally how I met K-Quit, because I was his older brother's best friend for a long, long, long time. So I used to spend the night over their house. I had a pool, so they would always come over my house and swim. Our parents was cool. I literally still call their mom and dad. I even spent the night when I went over there in the summertime. Like, that's how I met K-Quit. I met K-Quit before he was actually K-Quit.
Yes.
In Asylum, he asked me to get on, and the Mosh Pit, when he asked me to get on, I was like, oh my gosh, like the grunge in it just made me go crazy. And then how he just hopped on the beat, how he always just on the beat, I went crazy. And we have about three songs together. And you know, when you're working with an artist that has high energy like you do, it's just always gonna be a big old explosion. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Every song don't have to hit a million streams, but the energy is always gonna explode. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the video was so creative. He was the mind behind it. You know, I love it. He's a mastermind. And when I tell him about, like, I remember him seeing him as a little kid, I was like, you was a genius back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, in your own right. You probably didn't feel like that. You probably felt like an outcast. But he was like a mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I first met him, it's like brother and sister, always going at it. And then all of a sudden, like, he has so many personalities, I can't even count no more. When we first met, it was right. like 12, 13 personalities. Then there's a little bit more. Now I can't count no more.
Yeah, we lose count. How did you meet him?
We met on Periscope, actually, Periscope, and we started talking and stuff like that. And then I think it was like 6-7 years ago. And then like a few months later, like around the January, or like around early March of that next year, he came up to Philly, him and Stanise. We gave him a tour around Philly, got his first cheesesteak.
almost passed out, but she was good. But when we first like actually like talk on the phone, it was like around that November when we were like still like watching through each other's live on Periscope. He was like, when I first started signing up for Periscope and I did live for the first time, he actually showed up. I was just testing out the thing, see how the thing works. And I just like talking and stuff like that. It's like, I'm a singer and songwriter and stuff like that. And we started talking. We exchanged phone numbers. We started talking on the phone almost every day. And we even did a Skype call that lasted for 5 hours.
Oh,
and yeah, so it was like, it was just like creating. We like started working music together and it got very organic. So, and that kind of led to me being part of the team. He kind of kept me in like suspense that I almost cursed him out for. I was like, why keep me waiting, hanging in that string like a little dangling carrot? Like I'm here trying to. And he was like, I just trying to like get you, like, you know, I'm just trying to wait for the right moment. I'm like, why wait moment? You know, I don't like to wait sometimes. You get me all worked up, and sometimes I might not get my hopes up and stuff. So, so he got me in, and I became like the first lady of Beats, Bars, and Faith.
Yes, you did. Yes.
So like I was like, really? I was like, good. I was like, and then when you showed up, I was like, yes, get the pressure off of me.
Yes.
I felt like when I was the first lady, I was like the only girl in the team. And I felt like I was like so much pressure. I was like, I need to do something that represents the ladies more and stuff like that. And when you showed up, and I was like, yes, the pressure is off of me, because it was so much pressure. Just like being the only. Yeah, being the only female in an all male team is like, I had to do something just to stand out. Yes. And now when you join it, I don't have to stand out as much. We just do it together.
Yeah. It's totally a lot of pressure being the only chick on your squad. I definitely, when I was telling you about the first group that I was signed to, I was the only female. You know what I'm saying? So. It's tough. Even with outside being the only female, females have to work a little bit harder in the game regardless. If you a songwriter, if you a producer, if you a drummer, if you a background singer, if you a dancer, we still have to work a little bit harder than these men.
Yes, but anyway. These standards, yo. I can't deal with these standards no more. Yeah. I was like, I don't got time wearing them 5-inch stiletto heels. I just give me some pair of Jordans, call it a day.
Right. That's why I'm so glad, like, how the times have changed. Because when I started rapping, like, in 2010, really trying to get in the industry, you needed this, you needed stilettos, you needed to have a certain talk, you needed to have a certain, you know what I'm saying, to even get the eyes to be, who is that? You know, but now it's really about being who you are. The independent artist can run a stream. Everybody an artist now. The man down the road, the baby down the road, everybody dropping music. I think that's how it should be. You know what I'm saying? Because we shouldn't be gatekeeping none of this talent. It's not even ours. Even the industry, I feel like they've used artists enough. They use actors enough. They use the cameramen enough. I feel like they use everybody that creates it enough. And it's really our time as creators to do our own thing and link up, collab with other creators and make our own ish.
Yes. So you recently released an EP of your own project. Congratulations. Everyone know what is the story behind that?
My last EP, my first EP, it's called Levitate. It has 5 songs on it. And the process behind that was because I literally transitioned musically. You know, I wasn't talking about or, you know, that type of things. Granted, I still talk about maybe like sex magic or things like that. I mention it on a smoother level than saying swallowing your kids.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So I was much more enlightened, you know? So I wasn't about to be fake and come back out like I'm still the grind y'all knew, you know what I'm saying? If you want my old ish, buy my old album, you know what I'm saying? But I called it Levitate because I felt like I really, over those years, over that gap from 2013 when I dropped Lethal Injection to I came here when I dropped Levitate. 2021, that gap, I really had to levitate above my inner demons, above my inner my insecurities. I really had to levitate above those depressive ways that I am used to sitting in sometimes. I really had to levitate above generational curses. I really had to levitate above the mind being so chaotic. You know what I'm saying? I had learned so much about myself and freed my own self from depression, from diseases within my body, from mental, like I used to feel like I was really going crazy. I used to not like this planet. And I used to say things like that. I don't want to be here. I'm tired of this place. It's too heavy. It's yada, yada, yada. But I really freed myself from those things by becoming more aware of who I truly am outside of the labels of being a mother, an artist, a daughter, a sister, a bestie, a yogi, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I really had to peel off every label. All right, now who am I? Who was that little girl that was holding the microphone when she was six? Because she swore she was Janet Jackson. Now, where is she at? Okay, you know what I'm saying? Let's talk to her. How was she feeling? Let's nurture her ass. You know what I'm saying? So I really called it Levitate because of that. And even my pose was on purpose. I didn't have a lot of clothes on, but that was for a purpose because I used to not like my body. I remember having my first negative thoughts about my body when I was 10. You know what I'm saying? And it just goes on and on and on. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So weight has always been an issue. Like I would be big or I would be small, or I'll be big or I'll be small. You know, so I really found the balance. I really find out why I eat like that. Why do I go to a pastry when my emotions is crazy? Why do I da 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 da? You know, so I really called it Levitate because of that. So I have songs like Namaste, which is super lit. Third Eye, you know, it's music that's going to trigger something in you. Even if you're not aware that it triggers something in you, by the next second listen or third play, you'll be like, dang, I gotta Google that. What did she just say? You know, because it's little gems in there if you just start in your journey. So I really wanted to make music for people that are waking up, because everybody is waking up. And I didn't have no music. I did. I'm lying. The music that really woke me up, Willow Smith. Shout out to Willow Smith. Anybody just starting a journey, tap into Willow's first projects. I'm talking like back in 2012. Sis was already on it, okay? That music inspired me. That music helped me a lot, especially when you're growing through your pain. It can be very depressing, you know what I'm saying? So her music was very much an escape and a learning tool for me. So I definitely wanted to give that back. So that's what Levitate is. I didn't want to do nothing big because it was like, if I do something big, I'm not going to put nothing out because I'm a Virgo, okay, with the Cancer moon and the Scorpio rising. If I think too hard, it's not going to happen, okay? So I was like, let me just take this little project and just push it out for myself as a release. And for others, because it's needed, even if people don't think it's needed. You know what I'm saying? In those songs that I dropped in 2001, I had already had recorded in 2018, but I've just been sitting on them for so long. And shout out to K-Quick, because he was on my ass about dropping that joint.
Like, your music was talking about, inspiring people in a positive manner and stuff like that. So you actually have a business venture. And can you tell us a little bit about business, about Coach Grind?
Yes, like I was saying earlier, I started yoga school in 2018. I did that for about 9 months. I graduated with my certificate to be a yoga teacher and a life coach. So since then, my goal has definitely been to help people through their depression, through their anxiety. I used to be medicated for anxiety. I used to have it a lot, all of that. So that's been my passion. So I do have a website, www.iamgrind.com. I am offering
half off all of my services. I also do Reiki healing, which is healing through the hands. You don't have to really touch the body, but we kind of scan the body and we're able to move energy out and around the body. I also do that. I make butter for your body, for eczema, psoriasis, and all that good stuff. So I definitely just became like obsessed with helping people because I feel like for lack of knowledge, the people perish. Not to throw a Bible scripture out there, but facts. You know what I'm saying? And I felt so down in the dumps because I didn't have awareness, because I didn't know certain things, you know? So that's my passion, to help our community. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we deal with a lot of stuff, you know? But even outside of our community, any community, I love to help people out of their own way. Get out of their own way and heal through the things that they feel like are unhealable.
Yeah. Yeah, so you kind of like our built-in life coach from the team. You like the team life coach now.
Yes.
I was like, yes. We got our own life coach. We don't need to get no one else.
Yes, we will be having group therapies. We will be doing trust practices at our retreats. We will be doing, you know what I'm saying? We will start our group meetings with breath work. All right, tribe, to make sure we're all on one accord, you know? So, yeah.
So if you met anybody, like a child or an adult, like our age and even older, that wants to do part of this, be in this industry that we in, and what advice you would give them?
I would say, know yourself first before you go and look for the validation of anybody else, but especially the music industry, because they love to take advantage of people that don't know themselves. I would definitely say, stick to whatever it is that you do. You know, if you got a certain way you dress, or you got a certain style, or a certain way you ride the beat, whatever your thing is, own it. Make it your thing. You know what I'm saying? Be yourself. That's my biggest thing. Like, be yourself. And even though you might feel like it's not a trend, what you doing or what you rapping about or what you singing about or what you dancing and tapping about, it's a trend within. And that's how the healing begins.
Yes. Yes. That's a great advice, because like a lot of people wants to follow those trends with social media just to get more following and tractions, and mostly showing that the fake side of you and not showing the true self.
Yes.
And that's like the old issue is with social media. It's like, okay, you got your filters, you got your little dance challenges and all that stuff, but people want to get to know you, want to know the real you. Yeah. and not being like, okay, I like to do this and all that stuff, but don't even know what's like, you know, what's going on from the mental state of your mind and what's inside. Yeah. And like, that's why it's like, okay, I want to cut off glitz and glam. I want to go completely, like, I'm going to strip. I'm going to be vulnerable. And I'm going to tell you my real self, because I am tired of hiding myself behind the, you know, the social media with these filters, cameras, and all that stuff. If you want to see me, what I do outside of my music and what I like to do, you know, I'm still going to be creative, but still be myself. Even if I'm, you know, recording with my pajamas in the bonnet and I have some Bonnet Chronicle life.
Yes. Yes. Period.
You get to see what the true me is. Even I play my guitar in my pajamas in the comfort of my own bedroom. Or if I'm, you know, I'm just, you know, walking around playing around with my rabbit, or being a mom, like taking care of my two kids and being a good girlfriend.
Yeah.
You get to see what I do outside of my music. And these are like my inspirations.
Yes. Yes. I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
I love
that. All our viewers that's watching or listening in our other streaming platforms, tell us where to find you in social media. Anybody want to check out your music and photos and even your business?
You can find me on all social platforms at I Am Grind, IAMGRYND. That's on everything. Social, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, I do have my own Patreon, and I reopened that in January. It's actually called Club Meditate, and it's a small monthly subscription where I just help people learn how to meditate. I have over 30 videos over there now that literally takes you through meditation, shadow work, talks about little different things. I'll be talking about my personal life over there, but I'm going to really reopen that really heavy back in January. But then my website is where you can find me, or you can always DM me too, because I respond. My website is www.imgrind.com, and you will see all my services that I offer there. My email is on there, which is imgrind@gmail.com. It's all imgrind, not hard to find. Mm-hmm. Get with me and ease your mind and realign your spine. Dang, and that's what you get, because what coach you know got the bars in the flow to help you grow? Come on.
Yes. Well, you can catch her on social media, check her out website, and if you want to sign up for meditation or do some readings, do some, even buy her some products, you know, like that body butter, you know, get all moisturized, especially that winter, you get all ashy and stuff. So make sure you check her out. DM her. She will give you some information. Until then, I'm Shawn Marshall. Make sure you check out Kay Quitt's album, Asylum. Hear Mosh Pit with her bars, okay? Yes. Hear her bars, her verse. You will knock your socks off. Also, check out her EP, Levitate, and get inspired with those low-key pinpoints that you will probably will hear in the album. And stuff like that. And also, announcement, me and her actually have a track together. So I am going to be planning on releasing that in 2024. And it's going to be not only the most ratchetest track, but that I ever produce. And it's like one of my favorite songs creating. And if you hear her verse, she actually had two verses in this track. And God, when I first heard it, I was like, she's the perfect one in the song.
Kay Quitt started playing it. I was like, keep it on loop. Go loop it. Go on in the house. Do what you need to do. Give me 30 minutes. Let me, this is good. This is good. Because when a beat speaks, it speaks, you know? So, good job.
So I had to put an old school vibe, but a little bit modern twist. And this is going to be actually the song is called Mad. So get ready to get in some feelings about why people are mad about. So get ready for 2024 because you ain't ready. If you're not listening to her flow from Mosh Pit, if you haven't listened to her EP, you are sleeping. Wake up.
Wake up, y'all.
Time to wake up. Yes, time to wake up now. Because we're already taking over this music industry.
Yes. Yep. So, and we just getting started.
Exactly.
And we ain't even all linked up yet in the same building yet. The same booth yet.
Yes. So until the next episode, I am Shawn Marshall. Thank you so much for joining in. And we see you. And no problem. And we will see you the next time. Bye.
See you later.
Back on my grizzly for the ones that really miss me and the ones that still diss me. Got to keep the snakes hissing. I let the gods kiss me. The frequency got them dizzy. He showed me to his altar room. I threw it like a frisbee. I poppy my kidney. This that real sex magic. Grab each other with intentions. Neither one of us had it. Affirmations while we did it. It was real outstanding. He wanna taste my patty live. I gave him the verses like gladness. Don't you play with it. One mantra, snap back your fitted. High tantra, you ain't never gonna get it. It's a whole nother portal if I let you hit it. I'm a cheat code to activate your beast mode. I'm a 3-point shooter, no free throws. Still fire you at the line if I need to. But who's talking ball? Life is a game when you walking tall. Grind be a giant, but my frame is small. You only want a little, but I want it all.